From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. stopped Syria talks with Russia. State Department spokeswoman Elizabeth Trudeau cited continued military attacks against civilian targets by Russian and Syrian forces.
Rather, Russia and the Syrian regime have chosen to pursue a military course inconsistent with the cessation of hostilities, is demonstrated by intensified attacks against civilian area, targeting of critical infrastructure such as hospitals, preventing humanitarian aid from reaching civilians in need.
The U.S. move to pull out of the talks came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree suspending an agreement with the U.S. on disposing weapons-grade plutonium, citing what was called unfriendly actions by the U.S. The Pentagon says it has targeted a prominent al-Qaeda leader in an airstrike in Syria. A spokesman said the strike Monday targeted a core al-Qaeda member. He would not provide further specifics. Media reports in the region say the target was Abu al-Faraj al-Masri, a former companion of now-deceased al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. The report says he was targeted by a drone strike Monday in Syria's Idlib province. Also, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says a suicide bomber killed 14 people Monday at a wedding near Haseka, Syria. It reports many wounded. Colombia's leaders are trying to figure out what to do following the unexpected voter rejection of a peace agreement with FARC rebels. President Juan Manuel Santos planned meetings Monday with political party leaders and ordered negotiators to go back to Havana, Cuba, for talks with the FARC. The president and the leaders are vowing to push ahead with the peace process. This is VOA News. Taliban insurgents are said to have overrun a sizable section of the Afghan city of Kunduz after staging a multi-pronged offensive. Residents say fighting is raging in the central part of the provincial capital. They say Afghan security forces are trying to defend the regional police headquarters and the office of the governor. A hurricane warning is in effect for Jamaica and Haiti, as well as parts of Cuba and the Bahamas, as Hurricane Matthew moves through the Caribbean. The focus of the U.S. presidential campaign remains on a New York Times report that Republican candidate Donald Trump lost so much money in 1995 that he was able to legally avoid paying taxes for nearly two decades. Democrat Hillary Clinton is accusing Trump of getting rich at taxpayers' expense. She spoke today in Ohio.
Now, while millions of American families, including mine and yours, we're working hard, paying our fair share, it seems he was contributing nothing to our nation. Imagine that. Not fair. Nothing for Pell Grants to help kids go to college. Nothing for veterans. Nothing for our military.
For his part, Trump spoke Monday in Colorado.
Those who spend their entire lives within the confines of government work and who know virtually nothing of business fail to understand the skill, dedication, the sheer grit it takes for a company to climb out of an economic depression of the scale we had in the early 90s.
Meanwhile, New York State's top legal official on Monday ordered the charitable foundation headed by Donald Trump to immediately stop soliciting contributions. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says the Trump Foundation is not registered to seek public donations. He says unless the foundation files the required paperwork in the next 15 days, it would consider it to be, quoting now, a continuing fraud upon the people of New York. Japanese scientist Yoshinori Osumi has been awarded this year's Nobel Prize for Medicine. Osumi studied how cells break down and recycle their content. In making the announcement Monday in Stockholm, a Nobel Committee member, Maria Masucci, said there is growing hope that increased knowledge about these processes will lead to new ways to treat diseases.
The discoveries made by Yoshinori Osumi have been instrumental in revealing the mechanism and significance of a fundamental physiological process.
Osumi, who is 71 years old, is a professor at the Tokyo Institute of Technology. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.